Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On demand audio.
At JJ Carafano.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
Jim Carafano, happy Thursday, my friend. How are you?
Happy.
Tom Perez there making the same point that Hillary Clinton did in her op-ed that Russia is still a threat and Donald Trump's not doing anything about it. What do you think?
Right. So I love when you get sound bites from nonpartisan objective analysts. About,
like Tom Perez.
Yeah, like Tom Perez, right? Because, yeah.
Head of the DNC.
No, but, yeah. Look, I mean, a lot of this stems from reporting was that before Nielsen, who's the Secretary of Homeland Security, left the White House, she wanted to brief the president on all they were doing to stop Russian interference in the 2020 elections. And apparently Mulvaney said, oh, don't do that. Just make the president angry or you think that you're undermining the legitimacy of his election. One is, we don't know if any of that reporting is true. I just had breakfast with someone from the White House, and I said, but I got to tell you, this is just in the press. I don't know if it's true or not. He goes, yeah, I saw it in the press too, and I don't know if it's true or not either. So on half of these things, who knows if they're actually true? And more importantly, who knows what the context of it is, right? So there's a big difference between the president doesn't want to hear about this, maybe he didn't want to hear about it that day for whatever reason, and that the government is actually doing nothing, right? So they cherry pick what they want, and then they draw these huge, massive narratives. And it's all just political spin. It's not real analysis. And I think most Americans, when they hear stuff like that, you know, they've already drunk the Kool-Aid, and you know, they're halfway on their to living in Jonestown, or they go, look, these people are yahoos, and I'm not paying attention to them. So that was, you know, as far as I was concerned, 15 seconds of wasted airtime.
Yeah, well, it might be, but you know, Hillary Clinton wrote this Washington Post op-ed about why Trump's done nothing. Russia robbed me of my election in 2016. I mean, that's her mantra. And then Donna Brazile is out defending how Obama handled it.
Let's take Occam's razor here. Do you remember Occam? He owned a Chick-fil-A in Huntsville. You know, he was this philosopher who said, the simplest explanation is the most likely, right?
Yes.
So let's just look at this objectively. If you could spend, maybe, pick a number that the Russians spent.
$1 billion.
$5 million.
Okay,
whatever.
All right.
Who knows what the right number is? And you could swing a national election. Don't you think that somebody would have figured that out by now and done that?
Right.
So, I mean, it doesn't even pass the common sense test that somehow the Russians, who are 3,000 miles away and aren't any smarter than our people, they can manipulate the 320 million Americans and the outcome of an election, but Democrats and Republicans can't figure out how to do that. I mean, come on. I mean, it's laughable on its face.
I love today, and I know that you do policy and not politics. I love today, though, that Donald Trump already tweeted out his nickname for Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe.
Yeah.
Welcome in, Sleepy Joe. This ought to be fun.
It's funny. Somebody asked me, said, well, can you talk about Biden's record on foreign policy? And I thought, oh, yeah, the guy's been in the Congress for like 40 years, and he was the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm like, does he have a foreign policy?
I don't know. Does he? I talked to Jim Talent about it a little earlier. You know, he's with the Bipartisan Policy Center. He looked at a lot of this and he said, really, Biden is the only one of the 20 that's even stepped foot into foreign policy.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting because so far there has been zero conversation about foreign policy. And, you know, you could, although what the only one that's three of the candidates come out and said, we'd rejoin the Iran deal, which is interesting because by the time they took office, the Iran deal will be almost over. So I don't know what they're rejoining. But part of it might be that, you know, the foreign policy is actually pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
And so they want to start arguing foreign policy with the president. You know, I don't think it actually gets them very far.
But. Well, and again, what Biden went back to in his speech today is that he rolled out was Charlottesville. And he wants to go back to racism and basically right. accuse the president of being a Nazi and just like the right. Nazi party in the 30s. And
so this is a great strategy, right? Which
yeah.
is because what you're basically saying is everybody that voted for the president must be a Nazi or a racist. Right.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Which is a great way to convince them that you're a better candidate. But again, that's not a partisan comment. I'm just observing here.
It's just a basket of deplorables. That's kind of where we find
yeah.
ourselves back.
Only a deplorable would vote for the president. Okay.
I thought it was pretty funny, but they're already putting polls out for the election in 2020. The Daily Mail had one out today that if the election was held today, Joe Biden would win by 8 points. At which point, I went back and found the Newsweek poll from 6 days before the election in 2016, where Hillary Clinton was up by 12.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So here's the thing is, there's already 19 candidates in the race.
Right.
And so he is very late to the party. A lot of people have already signed up with other candidates. So he doesn't even have a monopoly on the infrastructure. He does not have the endorsement of Clinton or Obama, and he's very unlikely to get that because they're not going to pick a winner or loser in this race. So his resume is literally the only thing and name recognition is literally the only thing that has sets him apart. But it's 6 months before Iowa.
Yes.
Right? Or more than 6 months before Iowa. So those advantages are paper thin. I think it's a scramble. I mean, I think it's just a scramble.
Apparently, they're going to have a big hot tub party. Did you hear this?
Come on in. The water is warm, Joe.
Kamala Harris wants him to.
I do not want that picture in my head, my friend.
Kamala Harris wants him to put on the boxer swim shorts and get in the hot tub with her.
Yeah, I'd rather have a picnic in downtown Mosul.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, good for you out breakfasting with the White House this morning. Glad to hear you're named. You can't name drop for us while you're on here.
No, name drop.
Okay, that's good, and I appreciate that.
I mean, technically, I wasn't even in the White House. I was breakfasting near the White House.
Near the White House.
So that's
All right. Sources say.
Immigration, border security, a lot going on. People waiting to see what Jared's plan is. I wrote a really good piece on this on The Hill. Put in Carafano, The Hill, what Jared Kushner should tell President Donald Trump. And I wrote an awesome piece in Fox News, the three things the president should do to really show he's serious about this. And
good.
One of them is deport 1 million people. So you should, you know there are 1 million people in this country that have exhausted all their legal appeals and have been ordered to leave the country, and they're just hanging around.
And many of them have been ordered to leave the country by Barack Obama's administration, but they're still here.
Yes, there's 1 million of them. And somebody says, this is simple, Mr. President. Just say, I'm going to go find that 1 million, and I'm going to ship them out of the country.
That's right.
Go do that.
I love it. We've only got 10,000 more coming up from Mexico right now. I mean, what's 10,000 more?
You have to empty the pool before you can fill it back up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Jim, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, my friend.
You bet. At JJ Carafano there on Twitter, heritage.org. You heard him say he's got articles at thehill.com and also on Fox News. So go look those up, and I'm sure they're outstanding.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.